The first time that I had an understanding of being different was when my father started verbally abusing me, calling me a faggot, a gay boy. What did I think I was, a girl? His fear and focus, because I was obviously born female and everyone mistook me as a girl until I was 3 years of age. I had big ruby cheeks, lots of gold and curly hair. He got to the point where he became so frustrated as a male, a father, that his supposed son was actually born female with male genitalia. So at 3 years of age, this is the first recollection that I have personally, because it was quite traumatic. I was dragged down to the barber's and he had all my hair clipped off, and I was taken home, and I remember him telling my mother that from now on she had to dress me specifically as a boy, that I looked like a boy, that I wasn't mistaken for a girl. So I wasn't allowed to cross my legs. I wasn't allowed to sit in certain ways. Even walking, he grabbed me one day. I was about 8 years old, and he just flung me around out of nowhere. I was just walking through the family home, and he flung me around and started beating me and screaming that I've got to stop swinging my hips because what do I think, I am a girl? But there isn't a way around it. There was never a way around it, because my external behaviours didn't change. They couldn't change what I was expressing naturally as a female. So I didn't comprehend until I started going through puberty, where of course I became more feminine. And by the age of 12, my testicles wouldn't drop like normal boys do. And Dad took me straight to our family doctor. It took about a year for them to induce my testicles with invasive prodding and poking to the point of testicular surgery. But by 14, I had started growing breasts and hips and becoming even more feminine. I was hairless. And once my breasts started growing, I went into such shock and fear of my safety, because this would have been my father's worst nightmare.
What were you diagnosed with at that time, or were you diagnosed with anything in particular?
No, because I was never told anything. I was never allowed to ask anything. There was not one time that every time I got dragged to the doctors or the hospital that I was actually asked or told or informed about anything to do with me. So basically, I was just told to shut up. I was grabbed by the arms so I wouldn't run away, and taking into doctors and hospitals. They started pumping me with male hormones and steroids at 14 to counteract the breast growth. And so again, it was all against my will. I was never informed about anything that was going on. My parents and I would be together for a bit. They would do their tests or injections or whatever they wanted to do to me, and then they would send me out of the room. I started running away from home at 13. To cope with all the dramas that were going on, I started drinking alcohol and smoking pot and, of course, running away. My father would call the police, and the police, of course, would come and pick me up off the street and take me straight home. Dad would take me straight back to the doctors or hospital for more intervention. So at 17, the police picked me up again, and I'd already been in a drunken state. And, of course, when I was around my father, I was very submissive, and he had me by the wrist sitting in a waiting room, and a nurse approached us and she just stuck a needle into my hand, and I just thought, oh yeah, whatever, it's just another bunch of hormones or whatever they're doing. And then after that injection, I just remember waking up flat on my back in a room, and then looking around and realizing that I was in a hospital and in a hospital bed. And as I went to sit up, this pain on my left side of the chest, and then to look down and realise that I've been bandaged across the chest. And I ripped the bandages off, only to find that my left breast had been removed.
A it's hard to even imagine what it would be like to wake up and have part of my body removed. It's mind-blowing to me. Do you remember how you felt?
I do, and I still do, because it still haunts me, because I still have to live with it, because I still don't have a left breast, and never having any answers as well, and or being told anything. And I just, I have never been the same person since, because apart from made to be feel like a freak to begin with, I'm a freak within a freak, because I've had a breast removed. I can't be intimate. I don't feel I can be intimate with men. And in my sexual orientation, I feel like a heterosexual woman when I'm in a relationship with a man, which is just very natural to me. I've never had relationships with gay men or boys, or they've always been straighty type, bi type men. So I see myself as a heterosexual female with male genitals, and still at 52, I don't feel comfortable being intimate. So I deny myself intimacy, love, and other experiences, relationship experiences, where most people find it quite normal. I don't experience that. I never have.